right, Bob. Yeah, good that you got in. Yeah, I was just taking a look here. I see that basically they're on CW or FT8, so I'll have to fire up my Kenwood that I've got set up for digital and see if I can see anything on FT8 here tonight, see if I can make contact with them. So thanks, Dave, for that information. I'll take a quick turn here before I do another check. Last week I was working on some updates for my TinySA, the software that I got that figured out, got it updated, was able to do the tests that I needed to do. I had to download a different piece of software. The Windows software just wasn't working. So there was another piece of software that downloaded, followed the online instructions, it went right straight through. So I got it updated there. My meter was missing some features that I needed to be able to do these tests. So the firmware upgrade took care of that, and I was good to go. Coming up on the 7th of March for the club meeting, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Club meeting, I am going to be doing a short presentation on how to test your harmonics of your radios, whether it's a handy talkie, which what I'll be using for that demonstration. I have about an 8-minute video that I'll play from one of the YouTube ham radio guys, and then we'll test a radio out there. Have Mike make sure if you want to test your radio, bring your HT in, and we'll just do a general test to see how clean the signal are, to see if it passes regulations and how clean it is. So I know there's several of them. I have an original Bofong radio, a UV5R, that is not clean at all. And then they sent me a replacement. I got a free radio from one of the companies about a year or so ago, I guess, 6 months to a year, that supposedly meets FCC specifications now, and it was basically only had the primary harmonic and one additional harmonic that was just at the range of what it was supposed to be, so it essentially passed now, much better than the original radio that was all over the spectrum, so we'll be doing that, so if anybody's interested in that, we'll do a demonstration at least how to do that with just a couple of items, one of the TinySA meters and a 40-watt attenuator is all you really need to be able to do that. So that's coming up. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
WADW, we got our third Dave in here tonight. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, it's been a sort of busy weekend. Our golf group met up in Midland yesterday and we had lunch up there, so that was fun. Been playing around with it. I got an old Samsung pad that's a tablet that's quite old. It's got Android 4 on it, and I've been trying to do an upgrade on it. Supposed to be able to upgrade it. You can't upgrade it to the Android. You have to do it upgrade to Lineage, which is another operating system. So I've been trying to do that, trying to find the stuff. The only bad thing is it's so old, it's hard to find the files that I need to do that. So we're playing with that. Played a little bit with the RIDI on the North American CUSA party yesterday, and then today I've been trying to get some paperwork done. I got some stuff going on that needs to be taken care of. I'll probably spend some time on the phone tomorrow, and I had to get my stuff together on it, so I worked on it, and I've been playing with the North Carolina CUSA party. Got to get down there. This would be my only one. I got to get down there. Got to make, I think, 5 more contacts, and I'll have my 25. If you get 25 contacts on it, you get a certificate for working the contest, so I want to try to get that. The bands, like Bob says, the bands are not real good today. They're real bad. I got one or two phone contacts. Most of them are CW. And the bad thing there is everybody I'm hearing is I've already worked, so we're going to try to get, like I said, about 5 more, and I should be okay. That's about all I got there, Ron. We'll just say 73. K catch everyone down the log, and have a good one. Thanks for doing it tonight. KC8YVF, W8DW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I worked on, was down in Shack, worked the South Carolina CUSO party yesterday, and bands were pretty good. I was very clear path down to South Carolina, had no problem getting anybody. I was testing the radio, so I went from the ICOM to the Yaesu to the Kenwood. Had no problem getting any one of them off my Wyndham antenna that I had. Tonight, I got one of the North Carolina, but again, much tougher out there. The band conditions definitely are not what they were yesterday, so good luck getting those. Thanks for stopping in tonight. All right, we'll go back up to the top of the list here to Rob, KC8SDL, standby, KC8VOA. Good evening again, Rob.
Same to you, Mr. Rob. KC8YVF and a group, Joe Watts, early, that's what we Yeah, about band conditions, yeah, I have to elaborate with the Dave and all the other fellas out here tonight. And yeah, I was on, of course, on e-cars with my Kenwood. I was working the guy there on the net, and he's coming again, all of a sudden he went right in the mud. I guess a M-class solar flare made a pass, and it jazzed up a lot of reception on HF. But I used my $10 Swan on the Swan net. And guess what I heard out there on the Swan net? Oh, a good friend of mine, Whiskey 3, what is this called? Not EIG, let me see. Of course, it's the tip of my tongue, but I worked him on the Swan net, and it's really good. Yeah, it's amazing for $10. I'm hoping that thing's FCC approved. It should be, but anything about it, though, people I talk to, they say your Swan has hardly any splatter, and your bandwidth is good. That's not bad for a tube equipment there. That's, I said, yeah, WA3GIN. His name is Davies in Virginia, right over by Washington, D.C., so I worked him on the Swan. And, of course, at 3:30, I checked in on the Kenwood then, so I set the Swan down and fired up the Kenwood and worked really good. Yeah, to me, I sure love that new mic I got for my TS-830, but it was pretty good. But, yeah, like I said, though, earlier, like we were talking here, you know, the guy would be 5'9", all of a sudden he go right in the noise. And, you know, I did a little bit this morning about 11 o'clock. I thought, that's good enough. So I powered everything down and went upstairs and kept watching some dumb TV show, and I fell asleep in the chair. All right, Ron, have a good week. And, yeah, like I said, things are looking good here. I'm kind of glad I got through that procedure, and I'm glad the wife got the car there to take care of. But, yeah, the tow driver says, yeah, I'm not going to charge you full price, but because if you have to hook it, it's an automatic $100, so it could be worse. All right, Ron, 73, we'll catch you next week, and we'll probably catch you tomorrow on the Savara Net. KC8YVF, KC7SDL. 73's Ron.
All right, Rob, thanks for checking in tonight, and you have a good week. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. And after that, if you want to try the James Township, we can try that again. You sound kind of scratchy if you're coming in off your base station at home. We can give it a shot. Not much else to add, just looking forward to some of this warmer weather, that's for sure. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Net Control 73, KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, yeah, just before the net here, I tried it on. It was on my mobile radio here in the shack. So this is, well, 440, so I think it's like 35 watts. So it should have been no problem there, but who knows at this point. The antenna I use is a dual-band antenna, and it is shared between that radio and my packet radio, so neither one of them are really on the air much at the same time, if any. So we'll try it again after the net here. All right, KD8PAZ is up next. Stand by KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Not much more. I went and bought some groceries today. I had to go get some milk and stuff. I was almost out of everything, so I had to go get groceries. But other than that, I had trouble backing in my driveway, but I made it. I put it in four-wheel drive and backed it right up in there. So anyway, other than that, I'll be staying inside tomorrow and working on my puzzle, and then I got to go to the doctor on Tuesday. Got to be there at 8:20 in the morning. So other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YDF.
All right, Minnie. I'm glad you got back in your driveway. I know you get a slushy mess since you don't get a chance to really clean yours out. And, yeah, the slushy mess can be really hard, difficult to get through sometimes. So four-wheel drive helps it out, that's for sure. And good luck on your doctor's appointment and that coming up here as well. All right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, and then I'll do another break. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group. Yeah, today I was on the QRP rig. We put that together and decided, well, we'll see what the South Carolina party does. And I got like four contacts. It was next to horrible. You know, you could hear them, but yet they couldn't hear you, of course, because of QRM. And it's just the way it goes. But it was a fun day with that. With that said, everybody have a good week. 73s and KE8BCQ. Back to KC8YVF in the group. 73s.
All right, Dave. Yeah, that's another one I got to get out, the QRP rig sitting in the package. Yesterday, actually, I found doing some research online for one of the 3D printing sites, I found a cover that I could print to go over the display, so when it's in its bag that I carry it in, its carrying case, it's just a soft-sided case that there's a cover that snaps over the front of it. So it protects it during traveling. So I printed that off yesterday, and I had it out, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to get this rig back on the air. It hasn't been off the air in about a year when I did Winter Field Day last year. So I got to get that rig out and get it on the air as well, too. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.